Begin the Garden Dav Masech the Shabbos of Kuf Chav Dal. Begin on Beis. Begin with Teis the Mask of Horeb Nechemia. This is going like Reb Nechemia. Teis can explain what's the opinion of Nechemia, because the Gemara brought three different brayser regarding Masik and Kalim Meshibri Kalim, and we had the last brayser which said is like Reb Nechemia that says you cannot heat up a fire or fuel a fire on Yom Tov now with vessels, now with broken vessels. So Teis explains why. The Srile de ain't clean nitl at Tashmish Ragabuchel, because Reb Nechemia mentioned many times in the Sugis holds you cannot use a vessel unless it's for its designated utility that you normally use it during the week. The Mefarsh Pepper leaking like the Gemara said previously, Avil Mevav Meral. Vahinami in Ragabuchel Listrik Vaisa. Here also a vessel, for sure, that of a broken vessel is not in its function. It's for sure going to be in the category of Mukta. But even a regular vessel is not normally used like that during the weekday, and therefore he would consider that as Mukta. It's only considered prepared for its designated function is, and therefore you cannot be Masika Mekalim Ubishavi Kalim. So next Thursday, the master begins words of the Gemara of Ravam, and he says, "Afilu b'shasaram, even b'shasaram," which the Gemara had a three machlekes regarding a broken earthenware shard. Can you carry it in the chutzur or in the karmelis, or like Rava said, even in b'shasaram? So Taisa explains, "Ubahani the nishbur be'er Shabbos coming." Now, this opinion of Rava that said you could even carry it in b'shasaram was specifically from that which it broke from before Shabbos, and that's what we're saying that you can move it even in b'shasaram. Because the Ibn Nishbu B'Shabbos, because if it were from those that broke on Shabbos, I'm pregnantal, but the Gemara says later on that from Mbez, the Rabbah is like Mukta, Rabbah holds of the halacha of Mukta, and if that's the case, we're called Shkain Nailed, for sure he would hold of the category of Nailed. Now, this earthenware shard that broke on Shabbos is Nailed. Before Shabbos, it was not designated for carrying, for moving, for covering a vessel or a spittle. It's only now that it broke, it's going to be for that. That's considered a category of Nailed, and Rabbah would actually hold that would be forbidden to move even a courtyard. So this said he's permitted to move in Rosh Hashanah, must have been that it was Nishbar from Erev Shabbos. And that is saying that that's considered useful and as a kli, even in Rosh Hashanah.